Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. 902 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. 1 hour left in the show here this morning. A little bit heated. But pretty good. There's still a lot of stuff we haven't gotten to. But let's get to Michael. He's been waiting a while and wants to talk about the NFL salary cap. Hey, Michael.
What's up, guys? Hey, I was looking at this article on NFL.com about some cap casualties, people in the NFC that can be cut. Get this. Leonard Floyd, outside linebacker, Rams, his salary next year, $22 million. If they cut him, $19 million. And then the Rams are minus $14 million in the hole. And, I'm asking because, like, man, maybe the Texans ought to sniff around on some of these guys if they'll, you know, if they get cut. And then check this out. Eric Kendricks, 2023 cap number, $11 million. Vikings cap space, negative $24
million. Yeah.
Tampa Bay, negative $56 million. And Shaq Mason, cap number, $10 million, basically.
Yeah.
And then one more, Michael Thomas, $13 million for the cap next year. It's dead cap number if they cut him, $26 million. And then the Saints are $47 million under the cap. Oh, over the cap.
Over.
I'm sorry.
Over.
So, dude, yeah, is Shaq Mason, is Leonard Floyd any good? I mean, is he worth $22 million?
No.
We need some defense, man.
No, no, Leonard Floyd is not worth that. Shaq Mason, I think Shaq Mason's a pretty good player. I wouldn't cut Shaq. Well, some of these you're talking about dead cap because they still have, obviously, room left on their contract. They still have contract years. But it's amazing how these teams who are, quote-unquote, going for it, it's like they don't operate with any – they're just like, it's credit card spending. We're just going to do this, and when the time comes, we know we're going to be over the cap, and we'll figure it out. But then if you don't win – you know, if you win, if you're the Rams, okay, well, you know, our fans still got to win a Super Bowl. We still got to win a Super Bowl, but now we don't have many picks and we're way over the cap. So the Rams are getting ready to go through a very painful rebuild. But you knew this going in. That was mm-hmm. your choice. Like, we're going to do this and we're going to go for it. But going for it, sometimes when you push all your chips in like they did, you had no chance to make it out. You were going to get pummeled unless you really drafted well. And you didn't have first-round picks. And the whole thing was, F those picks. Well, that's a funny meme back then, but now it's not going to be so funny, and, you know, 3 years removed. However, how would you like to be the Saints and the Bucks and take some of the chances they took financially, and now you're really stuck because you don't have quarterbacks?
You're going to be in hell for a while. You're going to be – now, the NFL, you can turn it around pretty fast. Well, it's going to be hard to – how are you going to pay any free agents out? You can't. I mean, you can't bring good players in. You better draft really, really, really well these next couple of years with all your dead money and your cap hell that you're in. Something went viral yesterday. A couple of things. One was Dom Capers' hair, and we've already addressed. And it's I love Dom Capers, so I'm not making fun of his hair. It's just very, very – it's jarring when you see it. If you look up Dom Capers and his press conference with the Panthers. The other thing was a high school basketball call. The West Catholic Hawkeyes were playing. in a Michigan gym. It's a Michigan team, Michigan high school. It's the West Catholic Hawkeyes. And they just put the finishing touches on a 57-45 victory. As players formed their post-game handshake lines, it was revealed. This is what was revealed, and here is the high school announcer.
And Lusk calls the snow day. Breaking news. Lusk just called a snow day right here at the student section. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I've never seen that before. Breaking news. Lusk called the snow day at Hamilton. Woo! No school for me tomorrow.
Bacon for everybody.
Bacon for everybody. That kid is more...
they just called snow day! They just called that kid's snow
got,
day!
That kid's got a future in broadcasting.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a future in broadcasting.
The way
he's
going to
be
perfect.
The snow day kid from now on. I mean, you get excited about snow days. You never had a snow day.
Yeah, not
oh,
me.
Oh, well, here, if it gets like to be 40 degrees, they call
I never had
off.
A snow day when I was in school, but my kids have had snow days. Yeah. They're usually ice days.
They're just cold days.
No, you don't get off for cold.
No, this is the weakest place ever. Dude, it is.
We're not set up for it, though.
No, the infrastructure here for snow or any kind of weather.
The ability to drive on any kind of icy roads? Are you kidding? Yeah. We don't know what we're doing.
No, we've never had hurricane days either. So
Yeah. We be in Chicago. Yeah.
But we had snow days.
We've had hurricane days.
I've had snow days before.
We've had flood days too.
I don't know that I was ever as excited as that young man. That young man's got the play.
Oh my God.
The excitement, the love that this kid has for snow day.
Yeah.
Is. I wish that someone would love me as much as this kid loves snow day.
My kids love snow day. My kids love any kind of off days. Like the other day, a tornado. Everyone knew there was going to be tornadoes, I guess. Yeah. They almost shut down schools the day my kids said, I don't think we're going to school because of tornadoes tomorrow. I'm like, what?
What are you?
Yeah. And sure enough,
yeah.
They ended up being right. I guess that was a real conversation.
Well, and we did have tornadoes. So that was, so that was a good thing.
All right, let me hear how much he loves snow day.
This kid loves snow day.
And Lusk calls the snow day. Breaking news. Lusk just called a snow day right here at the student section. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I've never seen that before. Breaking news. Lusk called the snow day at Hamilton. Woo! No school for me tomorrow.
Bacon for everybody.
Lutz
it almost
must be the,
sounds
Lutz
like bacon for everybody.
It does. Listen to the sound in the background. Lutz is must be the
principal.
Yeah. And Lutz called us. And in the background, you could hear snow day. You can hear him saying it on that. And the people. So those who don't know bacon for everyone, because we did. Well, actually, we did it about this time yesterday.
Yeah.
But what school is it at Miami? No, it's not at Miami. It's
what?
Who is the school that did bacon for everyone?
Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech. Yeah. If a player misses two free
throws. Well, that was Reese Davis, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if a player misses two free throws, the student section gets get free bacon.
Anybody at the game gets free bacon.
Anybody at the game gets free bacon. And so okay, if you didn't hear, do you still have it? What's amazing is as soon as a player misses on the first free throw, the student section goes absolutely nuts. It's the loudest I think I've ever heard. And Reese Davis explains why everyone's going crazy.
In the NCAA tournament, for sure. Now, they have some vulnerabilities. Now, we got to get this here. After Jordan Miller missed that free throw, the crowd's going nuts. Here's why. If he misses the second one, everybody in this house gets free bacon.
Everybody, sizzle it up in the frying pan.
Dell was like, oh, yeah, losers, you got bacon, but we beat you.
Yeah.
Miami
Hold
beat
Hold this
them.
L with your bacon.
Yeah. Stop, Dell. They got free bacon. You know who won? Virginia Tech.
The bacon people won.
Everybody wins if it's
bacon for everybody.
You ever heard of King Curtis?
No, but I heard of King Butter.
Can you? Oh, God. Can you go find just a 100, just a, it's a minute 23.
King Butter, can you?
Hold on a second. Find King Curtis, bacon is good. Just find that. Just Google that. It's like a minute 23. John needs to hear this. King Curtis is one of, you would love King Curtis so much. He's a little kid. They did a wife swapping show, right, where one mom goes to one house, the other mom goes to another house.
Yeah. I remember King Curtis, little kid.
Bacon is good. Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. This little girl thinks that she's the smart one, and she thinks she's the queen, and we're the sorry people.
It's
wife swap.
And the kid, and she wants the kid to eat healthy. Yeah. And the kid eats nothing but crap every day.
The whole family does. And this, and King Curtis, a little southern kid from Georgia, who's just, watch, here's King Curtis right now. And the mom, this mom comes in from like a very buttoned down African-American family. She comes into this, this redneck family, and she's throwing the food out of their refrigerator. Like, and at one point, she throws away bacon, and that's it. Like, little King Curtis just they call him King Curtis. His parents put him on a little pedestal. Listen to King Curtis.
I need you guys to help me in the kitchen to fill these.
We can do it.
I don't like this crap.
Definitely no cheese in the can. Very happy to be throwing this away.
It's bacon.
No, I want my bacon. I gotta tell you something. Bacon is good for me. This is very good.
You're going to be going to the grocery store.
She thinks, at the Blue, she's a smart little girl, that she can do whatever she wants. No, that's not how she can do it in our family. She's act like she's the queen, and we're the sorry people.
You can cut it there. She acts like she's a queen, and we're the sorry people. I've used that for, like, the last 7 years. She acts like she's the queen, and we're sorry people. I've said that to my kids talking about my wife.
Okay. Quickly, because I've made reference to it, and people don't know. Who's King Butter?
My ex.
Your sister's.
My ex-brother-in-law.
Right. Your sister's
ex-husband. Yeah. His name is Jason, but he had it legally changed to King Butter.
Who's the real king? King Curtis, King James, LeBron James, or King Butter?
The real king is King Curtis.
Oh, is that his real name? Is that his real name?
Actually, say King Curtis is kind of soft now. He's lost his edge. He's lost his fastball. Yeah.
Well, King Curtis, no. King James, he's not a real king. His name's LeBron.
Yeah.
The only real king is King Butter.
Well, his name, he did change it.
It's legally changed.
We always knew he was a bit of a squirrel. And
I love
there's just a lot of things I could say, but he tried to develop his own brand, like his own hot sauce, his own seasoning sauce. He's decided he was going to be a power lifter for a while. Then he was going to be a CrossFitter. Then he was going to do this and that. And he's done things that are just not like, ugh.
I love King
Brutal.
Butter.
And then
one of my favorite stories.
He changed his name, and my sister wouldn't call him King Butter, and he got all upset. Like, how could you not? I married Jason. I didn't marry King Butter.
King Butter. You married King Butter.
So now my dad is not a fan. He is not a fan.
Next time I see your dad, I'm going to say, hey, have you heard from King Butter lately?
He'll go, oh, you mean Princess Margarine?
That's what he said.
Yeah, that's what he calls him.
All right. 713-780-3776 to get into here. 713-780-3776. Hey, Uncle Shave Your Back. Because I had an Uncle Shave Your Back, okay? And, man, you want to talk about the hairiest back? It's just not that something that women like. If you have a little bit too much weight on you, okay, I've got the solution for you. 975medspa.com. It is a spa. It's for men and for women. Now, right next door, there is a massage parlor that you can take advantage of. And apparently stuff goes on over there because there's a lot of guys that go right next door. And actually, Amy saw all the guys going in and out and said, I wonder how I can get guys to come in here into my med spa, into my spa. I said, well, you could do what they're doing over there. And she said, no, we're not doing that. But while you're over there visiting the massage parlor, you can go right next door, find out for yourself where it is, exactly where it is, because you just found yourself a rubbing. 975, yeah. 975medspot.com. I'm telling you. But here's the deal. You can feel better at the Thai massage. You can look better next door at the med spa. You can do both, guys. And listen, you want to lose some weight?
One
you want to get some Botox? You want to get a facial? You want you want to have date night with your wife over there or your girlfriend over there? You want to buy her listen, they love this. They love to get gift certificates from spas. And this is a great spa, but it's for guys and for women. All of it happening right here at 975medspa.com. You're looking for a great place to feel better and look better. 975medspa.com.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5. On ESPN 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, you found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 919 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hey, y'all forgot at 8:45 to call. So right now, first caller wants two tickets to the fishing show. 713-780-3776 if you want two tickets right now. 713, first caller, right now. Y'all forgot. Take the day off work, play a fun round of golf with your favorite sports station, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Occasional invitation presented by SiteJab.com, benefiting kids' meals. This year's tournament will take place Wednesday, March 8th at 10:30 a.m. at Wildcat Golf Club. Each golfer receives beverages from Carbach Brewing Company, lunch, dinner, 18 holes of golf, and a quick awards ceremony immediately after the tournament. Register now at ESPN975.com. 975.com. 703-780-3776, the number. We got a lot of stuff that we still haven't gotten to, but Deacon wants to talk about the NBA. Here's one of the things. Talk about the NBA All-Star Game. What do you say, Deacon?
Yeah, I was saying I love you guys. I just want to say that first off. I've been listening to you guys for a very long time, ever since I moved to Houston.
Appreciate
but with the All-Star
that.
Game, it's, you know, they're not playing any defense or anything, so why don't they have the WNBA stars have their All-Star weekend the same day and they can play together? Since they're not really playing any defense or, you know, chucking each other down in the paint, they can even have the WNBA stars. I would even go far as to having the Harlem Globetrotters participate since it's in February and it's Black History Month. But thank you guys, and I'd hang up and listen.
You know, I don't know what they could do. I'll tell you this. Did you see the ratings on it?
I heard they were really low.
The worst ever.
I've heard that it's, you know, my son Mason came in. My son Mason gets 100,000 different notifications about sports. He's up on everything, but only watches basketball, but knows about everything that's happening because of notifications. And my wife had to finally tell him, okay, your grades aren't good enough that you need to be getting notifications during school all the time about sports. And supposedly he was taking them off, but probably didn't. But he came in and, Dad, did you hear? It's the worst ratings they've ever had. I said, that doesn't surprise me. He goes, actually, the Pro Bowl, baseball, he said that the ratings have gone down for All-Star games across the board. There was an article about it, and which would make some sense because of, you know, cord cutting like anything. But for basketball, it's really gotten to the point, A, and I was telling Mason, I said, you know, we used to live for the All-Star game in basketball. But it would come on Sundays at like 3 o'clock or 1:30, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon. And like you couldn't wait to see your guys. And it's not just that I was young then. These were the stars and you were getting to see. Now, it was fast paced and it wasn't hardcore defense the whole time. I don't want to rewrite history.
At least it was a competitive.
But it was more competitive.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was more competitive.
They wanted to win because actually the checks were bigger for the winners. And
It was more competitive. But they just like to, you know, this is their chance to play against and with other great players. Yeah. And there was just
they cared.
They actually cared. And it was Sunday. I don't know that Sunday evening is the best time for the All-Star game. I think may be better off.
Oh, it's the best television watching day of the year.
No, I know, but football does really well.
Of the week.
In the afternoon.
Yeah. I don't know that it has to be at night, but 60 Minutes has always been the non-sports show that has been the highest rated. So people, they just assume that, you know, Sunday night watching is, that's when everybody's home, they're settled in. You know, I've got to get ready for the you know, 6 o'clock on a Sunday is about perfect time to watch television. So that's what I think. That's what they're thinking.
But it's not going to like the game. We already know the game's going to be trash. Like if I knew they were playing, I would lock in. Right. I didn't watch it this year because I already knew it's a trash game. Like there's no, it's not. There's no real. You may have a moment. Like I saw a little bit of it, but the fact is, if I knew that KD and Giannis are on the same team and they're going against LeBron and Steph Curry and, you know, whoever, assuming everyone's healthy, like, I would want to see that. I'd want to see the best play the best. And if they actually tried, even if it was like in the 80s and 90s kind of tried, I would for sure want to watch that. Now it doesn't even resemble a basketball game. It doesn't even remotely resemble a game. You don't have your mic on.
It's awful. It's terrible. No question about that. Okay, let's get to the Astros because we haven't talked about Astros in a while. Lance McCullers shut down. Won't be there opening day. Hunter Brown a lock to be the fifth starter. Got to be, right? I mean, there's no question. Who's your center fielder?
Well, I mean, it's obviously going to be. I mean, I would give Jake a chance to win it.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. Mm-hmm. Dusty said Jake Meyers is going to have a chance. He said, it's a competition. Chas McCormick said, you know what? You know, I need to be more consistent. And he did. Listen.
You're saying opening days. Chas is minus 200 opening day
center. Oh, I don't think there's any question Chas is going to be the opening day center fielder. I think what he did in the postseason, he deserves that. But whether or not he's going to be the everyday center fielder, here's what Chas McCormick said. He's right. I have to earn my spot. I haven't proved myself as a starter yet. I've been platooning my first 2 years, and he's right. There's a lot of competition, a lot of good outfielders in this organization. He's going to do what he wants to do, and I have to be consistent. I think over the time, I've been a little inconsistent. That's a goal of mine this year, to be more consistent. There's a lot of good outfielders in this organization, and I have to be ready to play. He hit .245, 14 homers, and 44 RBIs in 119 games. If he plays 150 games, he's about a 17 home run guy, 18 home run guy. .245 is not good enough. He'd have over 50 RBIs. He's at the bottom of the order, but he's got a lot of good guys in front of him. He's got a lot of guys on base in front of him.
Yeah.
Chas McCormick was not consistent enough. When he started to go to right field all the time, when he closed his stance, he was a lot better hitter.
I thought by the end of the year, he's a better hitter. He had better plate discipline. Like, Chas McCormick got better last year.
Yes.
I don't think that changes. Chas knows how to hit better now. He has improved, and while he'll have his ups and downs, he sees the plate better.
Yes.
He doesn't chase high fastballs anymore like he used to.
No, he was a much better hitter. Just closing up his stance, going to right field, driving the ball. He hit homers to right. He had a big homer in
Alex
the postseason
Cintron.
To right field.
Alex Cintron.
Yeah. Jake Meyers. Here's Jake Meyers on what his expectations are for this season.
I mean, I expect to be the best I can this year, better than past years, because really my goal is to get better every day, and I think this offseason I did that each day. I felt like I got better, and I feel like I'm in a really good spot now.
I'm kind of the opinion that I think that it should be open, but I don't think Jake Meyers has done – listen, he was hurt last year after – He played great his rookie year. He made the running, ran into the wall, hurt his shoulder in the postseason. That was a shame. But Chas McCormick, to me, I would like to see Chas McCormick get a chance to play every day. Obviously, he's got to start hot. Otherwise, you know, you're going to go, okay, well, he's not an everyday player. But a lot of guys start slow. I mean, I would like to see Chas get an honest chance to be an everyday center fielder.
Well, I think he is going to.
Well, I don't know. If he starts slow, Jake, get in there.
Well, you know what? You're right. I think Dusty is going to try to keep both young guys engaged. I don't know that it's the worst thing in the world, but if Chas gets out there and hits 20-some-odd bombs, I mean, it could end up being hard to take it from Chas, but I think it's going to be – Jake is going to be given opportunities. The getaway games, it wouldn't surprise me if 2 out of every 7 games is Jake Meyers, 5 for Chas. I would have no problem with that. It'll be interesting to see if it's more than that, but I don't anticipate I mean, I really think Chaz, what he did in the offseason, I think he's better than he used to be. I just think there's a really good chance that Chaz McCormick is a better baseball player right now than Jake Myers. Although we've seen Jake Myers look really good at times, and then he looked totally lost at times. Like at the end of the year, he was completely lost.
No, he couldn't play anymore. He couldn't play anymore. You couldn't have put him in. You couldn't
every
put him
day
up.
I get a call from my dad. My dad turned into Mr. Astros last year. Like, he doesn't miss a game.
Yeah.
And he used to be, he had football stuff, so he couldn't watch Astros. He was in Phoenix. He was in Pittsburgh. He was in Buffalo. He's in Cleveland. Now he's locked in on the Astros from New Braunfels. And he would call, and I see on my phone, Dad, and I'm watching. I'm like, Jake, I already know what this is going to be. Lancey, hey, so what do you think the chances are here that Jake Myers strikes out? Would you say they're 90% or 100%? 90, Dad. The numbers say they're only like 38%, technically.
But it's 100%. That he's going to strike. Right. It's 100%. Pena wants to talk a little college football on the other side. If you want to get in here, we got one segment left before we hit News of the Weird.
Did we give out the fishing stuff already,
yeah,
RJ?
Already,
okay, good.
It's all coming away. All coming up. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us here. Better get in a hurry here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I want to talk about Houston Powder Coaters. This business is unbelievable. I mean, and it saves you money. Because if you tried to price patio furniture, if you've got nice patio furniture, it's getting old, it's whatever, it's rusting, it doesn't look as good as it used to look, the paint is chipping, whatever the case may be, patio furniture is expensive. This is actually more economical. They will come to your home, they will pick it up, they will bring it to their... Their facility is unbelievable. They got acres of ovens and they're priming and prepping of the metal. The detail that they put into this stuff is unbelievable. You should go and see what they do, and then you'll say, "Wow, this is where I want it to be done." They have one of the biggest ovens I think in the country as far as doing it. They do the amount of work and the amount of coating that they do is second to none. You will get the best 5-star customer service. You will get they'll educate it on aftercare. They stand behind their workmanship. They do it all at Houston Powder Coaters. If you have anything metal that you want to save, HoustonPowderCoaters.com, 281-676-3888, HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
Get low when the whistle goes.
Wheel. Fun. ESPN 97.5. The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. 934 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's get Pena in here, our last segment before News of the Weird. What do you say, Pena?
What's going on, guys? I just want to get y'all thoughts about if y'all heard of what Deion Sanders was saying, how he recruits his quarterbacks and his linemen and his I think his linebackers or his defensive ends. And last year, I called y'all and I said that Texas wasn't gonna get blown out by Alabama, and this year they're gonna beat Alabama. Alabama, thank you. Have a great day.
You calling your shot on beating Alabama? Well, best get that eight points then. Go take that 8 points in a hurry. You can get that right now.
Right.
Yeah. So get on it if you're calling your shot, Pena. Go get it.
Deion Sanders, what he's talking about. Is Deion Sanders is saying stuff that has been around football for a long time, and Deion doesn't care. You can have backlash for him; he doesn't care. Deion's one of these guys who, like Dave Chappelle, I don't think Deion Sanders is going to care what you say at all. And he's receiving backlash for an interview on the Rich Eisen show. Yada yada yada. When searching for the perfect quarterback, Sanders said that his star player must have wit and come from a dual parent upbringing. quote, well, we have different attributes, smart, tough, fast, disciplined, with character. Now, quarterbacks are different. He said, we want mother, father, dual parent. We want that kid to be a 3.5 GPA and up because he has to be smart. Not bad decision. Not bad decisions on the field at all because he has to be a leader of men. Now, when it comes to choosing the right player on the defense side of the football, Sanders' criteria varies. Defensive lineman is totally opposite. Single mama trying to get it. He's on free lunch. I'm talking about just trying to make it. He's trying to rescue mama. Like, mama barely made the flight, and I want him to just go get it. It's a whole different attribute that you look for in different positions, and we have that stuff just chronicled. We know what we want, and we go get it. And, you know, people, of course, were not happy with what he said, but and then somebody else said, Deadspin writer Karen Phillips said, once you realize that Sanders has been married twice and has children by both of his ex-wives, and that while he's currently in a relationship, he's still technically single, how do you have a recruiting philosophy that would be biased against your own kids? That's Deion's. I would say that's a little bit. I know Deion's speaking. I don't know how. I mean, there are different situations. I have heard this. You want, if a guy comes from a single parent household, and it's the mom, you want the mom to be organized because the kid is more than likely going to be organized on time to meetings and all that stuff. Okay, you know, you understand that. Of course, there's always exceptions. Deion's comments about single parent and dual parent homes. Well, you know, it's like every year it's changing more and more. Not only are there more people having kids out of wedlock, but there are greater divorce rates. The divorce rates are much higher. So eventually, a lot of families are turning into single-parent households. Maybe you have, you know, dad is, you know, some places dad isn't in the mix at all. Some, it's a very active father. So Deion's comments are pretty, I don't know. He's got to be speaking in a general sense, I would think. Now, you do want to have intelligent, like, offensive linemen. Teams want intelligent offensive linemen because they have to process extremely quickly, and there's more for them to process. They don't care as much about defensive linemen from an intelligence standpoint. They don't care as much for other, but they want linebackers. There's certain things you need to be able to do. There's certain leadership traits. So there's physical traits. There's intelligence traits for certain people, for certain positions. And then, you know, I can't speak to all of it, but what Deion said, I've heard some similar things, but not as hardcore as Deion.
Yeah, Deion went a little too far.
But see, Deion's not going to.
But listen, if that's what Deion is looking for, that's what Deion's looking for.
Well, he doesn't care if you like it or not.
Yeah, right.
Like, Deion ever apologized for this.
No. All right, some news and notes before we go. Some quick hitters. Caleb Williams says he wants to play for the Dolphins. Do you have a problem with that?
Yeah, that's tampering.
No, it's really not tampering.
Caleb is tampering with the Dolphins.
With the Dolphins, yeah.
He says, reverse tampering.
Man, I want to be throwing to Jalen. I want to throw to Tyreek.
Remember when it was tank for Tua and now it's turned into crater for Caleb?
That's what it is. What else? Oh, you know who is, guess who is the Astros AA manager?
Jeff Bagwell?
Joe Thon. Dickie's son. Dickie Thon's son? Is the manager of the Astros AA team. So congratulations to him on winning that job. It looks like Steph Curry's not going to be back for 7 to 10 games. So I don't know where that is going to put them, but it looks like Kevin Durant will be back this Sunday. Kevin Durant possibly back and playing his first game for the Suns against the Milwaukee Bucks.
What nationality was Dickie Thon, if you had to guess?
Dickie Thon is some kind... I think he has some Asian blood in him.
No.
No?
Dickie Thon was Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican?
But you didn't... Like, he didn't...
No.
He looked like a widow.
I would have thought he had some Filipino in him.
But I remember when you listened to Dickie had, man... Dickie Thon, for old school Astros fans, he was one of the great, like, what could have been. He got hit in the face by a baseball.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't. They started after the Dickie Thon stuff, that's when the changes started coming in with helmets. And it's good the way they have it now.
Yeah.
you know,
well, some guys still don't wear it.
Some guys still don't.
Yeah, right. Chris Del Conte, Texas AD, says the Longhorn Network going away. The SEC won't have it. Yeah. Matter of fact, Iowa State was pissed that they were on the that thing still has
SEC. They said, where you think Texas? Well, the first thing you're going to have to do is that little TV program that no one watches. That's got to go. We got Peter Burns. We got players. We got guys you never heard of that played at Georgia. Chris Duren, the great Chris Duren, the white wide receiver from Florida that played with Tim Tebow. He's on now. Yeah, Takeo Spikes is on there with his giant traps.
He does have giant traps.
Biggest traps that I've ever seen on a human.
Yeah. And
biggest
also,
neck I've ever seen on
Texas
a human.
Texas A&M is saying that the renewal of the rivalry with Texas will take place at Kyle Field. And Chris Del Conte says, well, that's news to me. I haven't heard anything about that. So there is that. Also, did you hear? Adidas has parted ways with Dustin Johnson and Sergio Garcia.
Huh. Any reason or just
it's not back? Just because I think, well,
I'll
Dustin,
tell you why. Because they got rid of Kanye and it's going to take, they're going to take a $1.3 billion hit. And so they're probably having to dump some of their money
probably.
That they're paying guys.
Well, and Dustin Johnson has dropped to 54th in the world.
Ooh.
And Sergio.
Has he really?
Yeah. I mean, he hasn't done anything, and now he's in LIV where you don't get, you're not getting rated. He said it's not just because he's a LIV golfer, because they still have LIV golfers, but they just decided that is it for Dustin Johnson and for Sergio Garcia. And finally, the U.S. women's soccer team won their fourth She Believes Cup in a row. Did you think that they were going to win the She Believes Cup?
Huge favorites. Do you know who they played to win the finals?
Yeah.
Do you know who they played to win the semifinals?
No, I know who they played to win the finals.
I know who they played to win the semifinals.
Who?
Canada.
Are you sure? Or you're just kidding? No, you're just guessing.
There's a chance I'm right, though.
Do you know who they played to win the final?
Yep.
Who?
Brazil.
They did. They won it.
That was just a guess.
It was
that
right.
That was an educated guess.
It was right.
It was an educated guess.
It
would have either been China, or it would have been Japan or Brazil would have been my guesses.
And finally, when asked about the Astros scandal, Carlos Beltran introduced to the media for the new New York Met executive.
Yeah.
Carlos Beltran said, today's not about the Astros. Okay. Today is about the Mets. I'm not talking about that stuff.
Yep.
Anymore. Screw you, Carlos Beltran. You've ruined an organization. Congratulations.
Man, you were so,
would have won it without you.
It was so fun
cheating.
When you came here the first time.
Yeah.
In mid-2000s. Like
then we hated you, and there's a good reason we hated you, because you were going to ruin the organization. We knew going forward.
Little did we know. Now you want to bring James back? What if James brings a cheating scandal with him? Where he's telling, like, what if James comes back and tells them how to use cheating?
I don't want to bring James back. My number on that, because RJ put out a number, 1 to 10, do you want James back? Mine was 5. Don't care. Comes back, doesn't come back. Don't care.
5's higher than 1.
That means I don't want him to come back.
5 means it?
No, 5 means don't care.
Well, 0 means you don't want him. 5 means don't care?
Yes, 10 means I want him. 1 means I don't. 5 means meh.
I feel like 5 means you're basically saying, yeah, if he comes.
No,
okay.
But if he comes, it won't bother you. And if he doesn't, I don't care.
Okay. So you don't care, meaning if he comes, you're fine with it.
Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I'm okay if James comes.
That truly is, you don't really, yeah.
Yeah, I don't care. Either way. And if he doesn't come, don't care. That's what 5 means to me. What does Craig DeSurf mean to you?
He means a lot to me. I've been doing stuff with Craig DeSurf for, not doing stuff, but you know what I mean. I've been buying cars from him for a long time. It started with when he was a David Taylor. And then, you know, once that sold to a major company, he's like, I'm not going to work for this kind of company. We have to do things a certain way. It can't be high pressure sales tactics. And the group out in Angleton said, hey, Craig, we want you know, he's highly respected. They said, we want you to come out here. And he thought, I'm not going out to Angleton. But he said, okay, I'll come check it out. He said, Lance, I swear to you, I realized I was in Camelot in the cornfields. And that's his like joke, but it's actually something that it's stuck around out there, because he said, I never knew I could be this happy out in Angleton. And it's great. Yeah, it's a little longer drive for you to get out there. It's like 42 minutes from downtown. But the savings you get, the selection, the way that they work with you on finding the best possible discounts on purchases or on leases. I mean, everything that they do is geared towards making the customer happy. Everything that they do. Yes, you're going to get dealer cash back or APR financing. You can ask them about what the offers are. But I just want you to know, on my mama, I'm telling you this, that when you go out to Angleton at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, they are going to treat you like a friend and family member. You are never going to be hustled or hassled ever, ever, ever. And that, to me, is a huge difference in buying a vehicle. You should enjoy the process. You shouldn't be overly stressed, and you never are. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC out in Angleton. Go to LanceZCars.com.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
I want to talk about my peeps. I really like the people over at Resto Pros, Daniel and Nikki. They're unbelievable, but they got all kinds of other people. But they were the ones that we dealt with here with our plumbing issue, with our restoration issue. 975restoration.com. If you have a burst pipe, if you have any kind of leak in your wall, overflow or crack, shower pans, water left running accidentally, whatever the case may be, if you have water issues in your home, if you had a roof problem, hey, you roofers out there, if something happens and a family has issues and needs restoration, you go to 975restoration.com. If you are a management company managing apartment buildings or houses and there's any kind of an issue, I'm telling you, they saved us thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. They were so, so great at getting it out and just so knowledgeable and doing everything that had to be done to save our floors, to save our walls, to save our vanities, everything. It cost so much less because of them. And then they dealt with the insurance company as well and helped us out getting as much as we could from the insurance company. It all happened because of them and how knowledgeable and how good they are at what they do. 975restoration.com, 975restoration.com.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
News of the Weird is brought to you by Simple Seeds. Better prices, no fees. It's that simple. Lance, a new survey out says 55% of Americans prefer complete monogamy in their relationship. Do you prefer complete monogamy or not?
Yeah, I'll say yes.
You want complete monogamy?
Yeah, my marriage?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Is it? It seems to me that 55% is a little low.
It seems low. Yeah. Although
we got a lot of swingers in this country.
I guess, or just people who just don't want to tell their...
Right.
They're not swingers so much as... Yeah, I don't want
because
monogamy for me.
Yeah, right.
I don't want it for me.
Is, yeah, me and you. Yeah. Is this heroic or not heroic? You be the judge. A Florida man was pulled over by cops, cracked a beer open during his traffic stop. Was that heroic or not heroic?
Oh, no, I don't think that's heroic. That sounds like potentially driving under the influence.
It sounds like you're getting arrested.
Yeah. No, yeah. No, you just locked that in.
Yeah, no question. No
that's
question.
Immediately an open. Of course, if he did it outside of his car, it might be legal. Like, if he had no drinks, and then they pulled him over, and he's out of his car, and he opens a beer and starts drinking it, they can't arrest him for that.
No, well, public drinking, not public intoxication.
No, that's not public drinking. You can't arrest somebody for public drinking.
Yeah, probably not. But then you would have taken a breathalyzer and you'd have that beer on you. But you could say, I just drank it.
They say on Twitter, I'm going to need more
context. But here's the deal, though. They can't, if he cracks open a beer during the traffic stop and they give him a breathalyzer, you could say, well, that's from the beer I just drank, not from any beer before that. I didn't have any beer before that.
Right, but it doesn't. It's not going to measure enough.
Well, you don't
right?
know. I mean, it may be ingenious.
I don't know. Trying to create, yeah. Wait, did you say a Florida man may have done something ingenious?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or it's completely idiotic.
Yeah.
Heinz wants to find the man who survived nearly a month at sea with nothing but ketchup and seasonings to help him buy a new boat. Do you think you could survive at sea with nothing but ketchup and seasoning?
Basically did it in college.
Well, right.
There were weekends I'd survived on. I mean, now, I might have had some ramen noodles to go with the ketchup. But, yeah, I just call it being a college student with no money.
Yeah. That's absolutely true. But not a month. That seemed like a
no,
little
No, that's
much.
A long...
Maybe if you throw in some ramen noodles. But Heinz says, hey, dude, and we want to help you out.
Absolutely.
Ketchup?
How much ketchup did he have?
I don't know, but apparently he kept him alive for a month.
Like, boy, just I'm super lucky that I brought these, that I bought these Costco ketchups with me on this trip.
Unbelievable. Oh. A doctor was found having sex with a patient in a restroom. He claims that it was to help her with her chest pains. Do you feel like having sex, it will help a chest pain issue on a woman? I don't know what kind. I can't be more specific than that. That's the
hate
extent.
That I keep turning my microphone off to say things off air. No, it's obviously completely. Well, no, I don't think it's
you
helping.
Don't think that
I don't think it's helping anything.
Do you feel like?
Well, not that. Well, not
do you
that.
Feel like you're a doctor? Do you know better than a doctor does?
No, but I don't know how that helps the chest thing. But I feel like the doctor just came up with that excuse and like, I didn't think that one through.
Well, yeah, I think he just, yeah, it was thinking through. It was like, she was having chest pain.
Yeah, chest pain. So I
was helping her out.
I'm sorry. Let me write this down so this can be your excuse. Chest pains?
A murderer tried to escape maximum security prison disguised as a
guard?
Sheep. Do you feel like that's a good way to try to escape maximum security?
Sheep.
As a sheep.
I'd like to know more about that story.
Dressed up as a sheep.
Was there a dead sheep that he pulled the skin over like Hannibal Lecter and he pulled the skin over himself?
Well, I think he may have had a sheep costume and put that on in the field outside. Yeah. But unfortunately, it wasn't all that great. He was caught.
Yeah.
Lastly, we found a new study says baby kangaroo poop could help clean up the negative environmental effects of cow farts. Did you think that at any point? My question here is, how did you get to there?
That's nature healing itself.
Let's use baby kangaroo poop.
I have no idea. I'm curious about the science, but you never tell me about the science in any of this. You just read. You're just a headline reader.
That's what I do.
You're a muckraker, so I never know about how any of this stuff works, and I don't feel like going back and actually.
Well, no, I don't feel like reading the whole story either.
I mean, that
but
would be
I just
a big
want
one.
To know, at what point did the scientists go, let's try baby kangaroo poop.
Yeah.
See if that helps.
And I haven't heard a positive thing about kangaroos. Like, when you grow up as a kid, they're cute, and they put babies in pouches. Then you watch YouTube videos, and you see them put dogs in headlocks, and you see them rip a man's stomach open, and you see them fighting and then falling down into somebody's backyard and tearing stuff up while they're in the middle of a kangaroo fight.
Yeah.
Like, I realize these are really sadistic, mean animals.
No, they're terrible. But at least.
But the baby poo.
But the baby poop can help
end up being a big game changer. Could be a game changer.
We're done. We hope you enjoyed the show. We will talk to you again tomorrow, everybody. Right now, I want to talk a little bit about a Champion Energy. I got to tell you, if you're looking for the best way to save some money, I've been doing it for, I don't know, 15, going on more, I guess. It's ridiculous how low it is, how much I've saved, tens of thousands of dollars with Champion Energy. If you're looking for the best way to get out of that electricity contract that you're in now and into a great contract, somebody who is going to, at the end of your contract, tell you, hey, we got a better rate here. They don't do that at other places. They just don't. You got to lock in with Champion Energy. Champion.energy/1560. Champion.energy/1560.
Alexis, turn off. Alexis, turn off.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.